As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Seton, what's the poll question you have today?
Well, probably the most pressing topic of the day. Who's more to blame for Woodstock 99?
Oh, no.
The promoters, the fans, or the bands?
Okay, I haven't seen the documentary on HBO. But I saw there was another Woodstock documentary that came out. But this one, that was on Netflix, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's one on HBO that I haven't seen that one yet, but the one on Netflix was phenomenal.
Okay. I don't even remember it, believe it or not.
So basically what happens is they did Woodstock 94 that I don't think was much of a moneymaker, but was pretty successful.
Okay.
And then 5 years later for the, I don't know, 30th anniversary or whatever it is.
It would be 69,
yeah,
79, 89, 99.
They decided to do like just like a huge money grab is the way that it's presented.
Okay.
And so the Woodstock 99 was meant to generate, you know, as much profit as possible. So there were all kinds of cuts made, and water was super expensive and blah, 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 all of this stuff. And all of that also coincided with music at the time had like some really heavy bands like Limp Bizkit and Korn was really popular. Rage Against the Machine was very popular. And it all sort of just made this perfect storm of crap, and basically the 3-day event was an absolute disaster.
Perfect Storm of Crap was a great band, by the way. Underrated.
They played the side stage at Woodstock 99. Yeah.
It is interesting to see who was popular at the time, because you were saying Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, Korn, Sheryl Crow.
But dude, that's like the best part is you'll see when you're watching this documentary, right? Korn will play, right? And absolutely just tear the whole place down. All of these dudes are like, ah, let's kill everybody. You know what I mean? There's stuff in there. Like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Jewel. Who will save your soul? You're like, this is so weird.
I don't know how they strategize where they put somebody, but I would think Jewel and Sheryl Crow would start at around 10 in the morning. Like, just kind of easy listening, getting into your day. And then you bring out the heavy hitters.
Limp Bizkit and give me something to break. And here's Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Paul.
Seton's right. I got Rage Against Machine and Bruce Hornsby. And believe me, I like some light piano music as much as the next fella. But give me Bruce Hornsby around 9:45 a.m.
Yes. Shouldn't there be a group of musicians or bands that you go, are they after 12 o'clock or before 12 o'clock?
Ease into the day.
Yes, yes.
Because that's one of the things that's great about music festivals. Even like, forget about in, say, Woodstock 99, but currently today is that you could see so many bands of all different types of music.
Okay.
Right? So like, yeah. I went to Austin City Limits one year and I got to see Kendrick Lamar, The Cure, like Silver Sun Pickups. Like there were all of these different types of bands that were there, and you would never get to see that bill at anywhere other than a huge festival. Just sometimes the where you put those bands in the lineup next to each other has to be thought out really well.
And it's not fair to them if Sheryl Crow is following DMX. You know, it's just not.
All I wanna do is have some fun.
Let's go. Let's go.
Where my dog at? Yeah.
Right after it. That's my DMX.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette right after Korn was just not the move.
Yes.
Isn't that ironic?
But you have to know that, right? As a musician, as a promoter, hey, how do we want to place this? You know, do we want to have, you know, 4 or 5 home run hitters? It'd be like saying, you know, here comes Babe Ruth. Here comes Barry Bonds. Here comes Albert Pujols. Here comes Ichiro. Like, Ichiro? No, we got home run hitters here. And then Rod Carew. No, we, you know, Rod Carew and Ichiro would be Alanis Morissette and Sheryl Crow. Yes, Mark.
But I think that's kind of the smart play because you can't put Korn, Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine in the same, like, night, basically. You got to spread those guys out.
Well, you can spread them out, but where you place these other bands, you can't have me go, oh my God, this is crazy, to Alanis Morissette.
Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic that I'm playing right after Korn? No, it's idiotic that I'm playing right. Isn't it idiotic?
Don't you think?
It's like playing after Korn at this crappy show.
Man, when I first heard Alanis Morissette talking about her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, it's like, wow. That is. Now, that was Rage Against the Machine
that
right there.
That album was a big deal.
It was.
That album was a big deal.
She scared me. And I think I told this story. Story time with Dan. When I was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Alanis Morissette was kind of the co-host with Jimmy Kimmel. And so, you know, she's singing, and she was very pleasant, very nice person. I mean, she didn't know who I was, but, you know, I can't expect her to. But that's when he was dating Sarah Silverman. And I had a crush on Sarah Silverman. I thought she was very striking. She's funny. So she's off the side of the stage. Alanis Morissette is singing. And Jimmy Kimmel is next to me. And I see Sarah Silverman waving and kind of being flirty. And I think she's waving and flirting with me. You know, like a little wave where you do it, like, you know, when you like somebody. And I'm doing that back to her. Alanis Morissette finishes her song. Go to commercial break. Sarah Silverman's walking up on stage. And I go, this is go time. What's going on here? And she walks right by me, gives Jimmy a big kiss. And I went, it's like the scene with Vince Vaughn in
Swingers.
Yeah,
he's waving to the girl in the diner.
Yes, and she's like, oh, it's on. It is totally on. And you know, the woman is doing it to her baby who's sitting in the booth with her. He thinks that she's doing it to him. But we get sidetracked there. All right, welcome to the program, already in progress. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. What else do you have, Seton?
Who should get the Browns' first team snaps on Friday night? Jacoby Brissett, Deshaun Watson.
I'm trying to figure out what the strategy is for the Cleveland Browns going into preseason game. Deshaun Watson hasn't played in, what, a year and a half? If you're the coaching staff, Jacoby Brissett's going to be your quarterback, it looks like, for the first 6 games of the regular season. Because Deshaun Watson's lawyer did not appeal that. They know that they're going to get at least 6 games. Do I want to see what Deshaun Watson can do, even though I know he's not going to be playing for a couple of months? He might not even play this year. So you're going to have first-team reps for him. I don't know what – if I look at the positives, okay, he got out there, got his feet wet, then what? Jacoby Brissett is the guy that I got to get ready for that opening game against Carolina. And I probably got to get him ready for the entire season. So the fact that Deshaun Watson is going to start Friday night is surprising, because I'm not as concerned about where he is at this point in the season, because I don't even think he's going to play this season. I got to get Jacoby Brissett ready. But I haven't seen anything with Kevin Stefanski saying this is why we're going to have him start. It almost feels, even though I don't know anything behind the scenes, the Browns are saying, hey, he's our quarterback of the future. We're going to put him out there. You can suspend him for the first six games. He's going out there and playing. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Side note, does the league, knowing that the Browns are playing Friday night, try to get their ruling in before they play? If the ruling comes in that he's done, he can't play on Friday night, right? If he's done for the season.
There's a timing element to this of how much time you have to appeal something. There's some legalese involved in this, from what I'm told. If there is a ruling that comes out, and then what happens after that, where you could prevent him from playing. I don't know if the NFL is that aggressive in saying we don't want him to play. First of all, it's preseason. It's not national TV. I don't know if the if they want to expedite the process here and say to this, former attorney general, hey, can you speed this up a little bit so we can prevent him from playing? I'm just not sure the logic of that, of putting him out there. 877-3DP-SHOW and email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Any other poll questions that you may have today, Seton?
This one's a little wordy. But if you were Tua Tagovailoa and you found out the Dolphins were going after Tom Brady, you would be insulted or honored?
I'm going to tease it. We'll spend a little bit more time.
Yes!
Why are you excited over, yes, we'll tease it?
That's a huge honor.
Oh, it is.
That's a huge honor, yes.
Teaseworthy.
Teaseworthy's big.
Teaseworthy.
Let's go.
In the lineup of Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette, Korn, Bush, Rage Against the Machine.
DMX.
Where would that be listed there?
The tease?
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty high on it. That's somewhere between Korn and DMX, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's big.
And wasn't Gavin Rossdale, he's the lead singer of Bush.
Oh, easy on the eyes, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is peak Bush. He was on fire. He's out there in the rain.
In the rain.
He's got his shirt off and tucking his hair behind his ears. I just knew I had to get control of the moment. All dreamy.
And he somehow lost Gwen Stefani.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I thought they were together a long time, though, right?
Well, yeah, they got a couple of kids together.
I'm sure he recovered, if you know what I mean.
I don't know.
He might be a one seed for best looking front man, not necessarily talented or music wise.
But don't you look better as a front man?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's only one band I could think of that put the ugly guy up front.
Oh, is that Pete Wentz's band?
Oh, no, that's another.
That's very telling of you, by the way.
But I didn't mention the lead singer. He's very talented. He's a good singer. All right, let me see. Let's guess who Seton is talking about.
I feel bad saying that. I shouldn't have said that.
It's not Death Cab for Cutie.
No way.
A bigger band than Death Cab for Cutie.
Arguably the biggest band ever. To some.
So somebody's better looking than Mick Jagger?
Not Mick Jagger, no.
Well, that's greatest rock and roll band
I ever. Was saying that tongue in cheek.
Oh.
It's just smart music.
Oh, Rush? Are you saying Geddy Lee's not good looking? I can't roll that way with you. You know, I may give you that one. But...
I didn't need to say that. I didn't.
Okay. That's how good Rush is.
Yeah, right. They can have him up front and still.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry. But don't you think you look better as a lead singer?
Well, when you're like rich and successful, you instantly become better looking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless you're Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, but that's still, that's billionaire version of them. If they were, you know, not billionaires, they'd probably look a lot worse.
Yeah. I know a few.
Yes, Paulie.
One seeds. I'm going to go.
Hold on. Let's take a break. We're going to tease.
Remember we teased the thing before.
Teased the thing that I forgot we teased.
Yeah.
My hot frontman big board? You don't want to, that's, is that tease worthy as well?
You know, we'll do that when we come back. We'll settle on our poll question. Preseason football tonight. We'll talk about the Patriots coverage. Oh, my goodness. The world is coming to an end with all the questions about the New England Patriots. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Man, it's a goofy show. By the way, speaking of which, the Ayahuasca is for Lovers t-shirt available at danpatrick.com. If I told you a month ago we would be coming up with an Ayahuasca t-shirt to pay tribute to Aaron Rodgers, you'd probably say, probably not. Maybe we send Aaron Rodgers a couple ayahuasca t-shirts there. Let's make the smooth segue to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Have you tried ayahuasca?
I have not. I mean, I did watch the Aubrey Marcus podcast with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to maybe trying it at some point. I don't know. I don't seem to have any like life struggles in my brain or something I need to overcome right now to make me want to go there. You know that I, you know, habitually like to do other things all the time anyways that replace ayahuasca and help me, you know, get into my own mind and self-reflect and do that. And it's, you know, good old Mary Jane. I like that.
Mary Jane. The reefer?
the reefer, as my dad would call it. Yes.
What did your dad say the first time he knew you'd smoked pot?
He was not happy. I mean, I didn't think this conversation was going to go that way. He was not happy. You know, I definitely went in the early years of like maybe college and the NFL where I would hide it from him. And then I got to that point where, you know, maybe a year or two in the NFL and I was like, wait, I'm a grown man. Like I'm sick of trying to hide around the corner from dad when I'm home visiting him or whatever. And that's when I, you know, kind of broke the ice a little bit, and he's been, you know, very good that way for the most part and letting me be me. And, you know, it's just something I've done. I didn't do it a ton through my NFL career, Dan, honestly, and I'm going to be totally transparent here because, you know, I don't know any other way. I was in the drug program 6 out of the 8 years I played in the league. I always pushed the limit to, oh, they won't test me right away, or, you know, we got a few weeks, I'll do one more night and smoke a little more. And I ended up always in the drug program. So those who think like, oh, I want to say Chris Sims, he smoked too much pot, that's why I didn't work out. No, that's not right. It's I was actually pretty clean throughout the majority of my career.
How often were they testing back then?
Not that much. Well, listen, How did you
get caught?
Well, I'm a little stupid and a little daring. I mean, we know that. And anybody that knows me, I can push the limits a little bit. So, you know, you'd come back maybe. And back then, it was so broad. It could happen anywhere from April to August. So, okay, you know, it might be the first week of April and we don't have to be maybe back in the building to mid-April, late April for OTAs. And I'd go, well, they're not going to get me right when I come back. And of course, that would be the year they'd get me right when I'd come back. And so I made that mistake. And once you're in it for 2 years. So, you know, I'd get in it and then get out of it finally. And then, you know, play with fire again. And then I'd be back in it. And yeah, that's kind of what I did.
But do you have meetings where you get together? Like what?
Yeah, it's like you're on parole. It's so you have to, and I know things have changed now, but you had to be available for drug testing whenever they said. They would usually drug test you once per week, maybe twice per week, and you had to let them know where you were at all times. So if I traveled somewhere or anything like that, you had to call in and be like, hey, I'm going to be at this address. Wow. You know, I'm going to be here for a few days. And of course, you know, when you did travel, there was always somebody that showed up. So it was a pain in the butt. And yeah, you did actually have to see a doctor where, you know, they could kind of help you out with your so-called addiction and in therapy that way, which that was probably the most annoying part.
We'll make the awkward
yeah.
segue here. Why is Deshaun Watson, why would the Browns have him start Friday night? What's the rationale?
Yeah, well, I think the rationale is it's a guy that hasn't played a whole, you know, hasn't played in a long time. And you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You're a huge sports fan and watch it all. I don't care who you are. When you've gone this long of a period of time without playing football, especially the quarterback position, which really can't be emulated in practice. You know, the crowd, the pressure of the moment. Wait, I'm actually going to get really hit now, so I got to make decisions, and some guy's trying to tear my head off. You know, it's not like riding a bike. You know, we've seen, hey, the greatest quarterbacks ever, Peyton Manning, be hurt and come back and have a little bit of a slow start. Think about Tom Brady after he hurt his knee in 2008 and 2009. He wasn't, you know, the Tom Brady we remembered before the injury, especially not right away. So I would think that's the big thing. They just want to get him out there and get in some live action because they've invested a lot of money into him.
But I got to get Jacoby Brissett ready because he's going to be the starter for at least the first six games.
I hear you. No doubt. I think it'll be a lot more than six games, really, when it's all said and done. But yeah, that's where I do feel for Kevin Stefanski and the coaching staff there in Cleveland. I don't think they were the ones raising their hands, begging for this situation, you know, to happen. They're kind of stuck in a tough situation. They're trying to do the best with it. But, yeah, they have to balance, I think, especially, hey, early on preseason game one, I understand the Deshaun Watson start. Maybe as we get to preseason game number three, and if Watson isn't suspended by that time, that's when you see Jacoby Brissett start, and they go, okay, now we got to get into season mode here. Deshaun, we'll get you some reps here at some point during the game or whatever else. But I would think they'll change their thought as we get deeper into training camp or deeper into the preseason. But, Dan, I still don't think he's going to play tomorrow night. I think that ruling's going to come down here in the next 24 hours. I would be shocked. I don't think the NFL and the powers.
But do you think the commissioner is saying to this guy, the former attorney general, I don't want him on TV. I don't want him out there. I need your ruling by, you know, tomorrow afternoon.
No, I don't know if he's flat out saying it like that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, he's gotten some context clues about what they would like. You know, we all know how sensitive they are, and rightly so, about protecting the shield. This is a hot-button topic, you know, and certainly Deshaun did not act appropriately here for a long, long time. And I don't think the NFL wants this to dominate the first real week one of preseason, where all we're going to talk about is Deshaun Watson if he plays on Friday night, and he's going to be on every screen associated with the shield. And I would got to think that, you know, Goodell and some of the other powerful owners don't want that look on the league.
We're talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host with Mike Florio. You can see it preceding this show on Peacock, and of course, former NFL quarterback and contributor to Football Night in America. You played for the Patriots. Help me understand. It felt like the media became obsessed with the struggles of Mac Jones the last couple of days. And I thought, what am I missing here? Does it matter that and is the offense different this year than it was last year when he won 10 games?
I don't think it'll be different, especially not at this point. You know, I know that crew up there and, you know, of course, played for Josh McDaniels in Denver a little bit. They're the type that goes like, hey, wait, here's 10 plays. And we're going to master these 10 plays before we move on. They're not going to get too deep into the playbook or, you know, game planning, different schemes or anything like that.
So the defense knows what's happening.
Yes, the defense knows what's happening. We know it's a very good, talented defense there for sure. And then the other thing that I think this is where I don't hit the panic button quite yet. And the situation's weird and it's different. You know, as far as the rest of the NFL, we'd probably be a lot more critical if it was anybody else besides the New England Patriots. But in Bill Belichick, we trust.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know about this if it was another team.
You're right. We might not. You're right. We might not. I mean, but either way, the fact that they don't have an offensive coordinator title, it is strange. But this is where I think they're different than a lot of teams. You know, they do not script for success in practice. You know, there's a lot of teams that, hey, they're figuring out the practice schedule and they go, the offensive coordinator, hey, we're going to run this play. So can you run this defense, right? And it's all about gaining confidence and getting rhythm. And there's a lot of that goes on in NFL camps. New England doesn't care. They don't do it that way. They are like, hey, you figure out the plays you're going to run. We'll figure out what we're going to do over here. And it might look ugly, but that's the way football is. We're not going to like oh, make it the perfect coverage for your perfect little play so you guys feel good. And I can remember being there and with Tom Brady and seeing practices with him where it wasn't, you know, an absolute precision show because they make things tough. They make things game-like. And I think that's why they're usually better in games than maybe sometimes it can look in practice. But yeah, there, when I was with John Gruden and other places, there was constantly script for success because the defense can learn how to play anything against anything. So you always go, well, hey, they're going to have to defend this play at some point in this coverage. But, you know, yes, we had a lot of times where the first eight plays were, hey, this play, we're going to run it against the exact coverage we want and hopefully we can execute it. And the, like I said, New England doesn't quite roll like that. I hope I explained that clearly enough.
No, I get it. I understand it. That, you know, it's not pretty, but it's not meant to look pretty. It's meant to be like, this could be what we faced, not
exactly.
The defense we didn't expect. Now what do we do with something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. We're going to coach off that and we're going to adjust. And okay, when that happens to us in a game in week one, what are we going to do there? And that's where they're special that way, in my opinion.
You have certain teams, certain coaches that want to win every preseason game. You know, the Ravens, I think, what, 20 games in a row? Like, you don't accidentally win 20 consecutive preseason games. How? Tell me the difference in philosophy with coaches. Did you have coaches who did want to win and coaches who didn't really care about the bottom line?
Yes, definitely. And it depended on the year. There was years, I feel like, with, you know, maybe John Gruden in Tampa where he might game plan, you know, a few plays for the preseason to, you know, stoke a little confidence and get some rhythm going in the offense and the team that way. There might be years like that. And then there might have been another year where, hey, we feel like we're pretty good and we're just going to run our core plays and, you know, do what we got to do there. So it does. It depends. And then, of course, it depends on who you're playing, too, because sometimes you play a team where, you know, hey, we're going to keep it vanilla this week. And then you get out in the preseason game and you go, oh, crap, they're doing some stuff that we haven't really, you know, talked about in practice or figured out quite yet. And you got to readjust. So that's where the preseason sometimes could be, you know, hard to dictate or tell, you know, where teams are at times. And that's certainly, you know, a part of it, no doubt.
Always good to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for joining us. And
all right, buddy.
Thanks.
You the man. Tell the guys I said hi.
That's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live, co-host with Mike Florio. A couple of phone calls here. You know, the Patriots stuff is very interesting because I kept seeing the national media thought this was a big deal. Chris played there and was there with Belichick and with these coaches and with Tom Brady. And their practice is different than other coaches' approaches to practice. I think it's worked, though, over the years with Belichick. I'm just saying.
Well,
I'd like to know about the Bears' practices or the Jags' practices. Yes, he.
You know, I hadn't really thought of it listening to everybody report it that way, but yeah, sort of the audacity of media to be like, they don't know who's calling plays. It's like, of course he does.
Well,
that's.
We don't know who's calling plays. They know who's calling
right.
plays.
We don't know
that's
what's
all
happening,
that matters.
But they do.
Yes. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. It's good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I have a football trivia question and then a question just for you, Dan.
So okay.
The football trivia question is, the Kansas City Chiefs have scored the most points since 2015. Which NFL team has scored the second most points since 2015? I've got a clue for Todd. The answer is not 11.
Okay.
So which team has scored the second most points since 2015?
So Kansas City is one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Dallas.
Ooh, good guess. But actually, it was surprising to me. That's why I asked it. It was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have scored the second most
okay.
points in the NFL since 2015. So, anyways, real quick, you've been bringing up Shohei Ohtani a lot. He's been doing a lot. You said you can't mention his name without Babe Ruth. If his career ended after this year, is he a Hall of Famer?
No. It'd be a it'd be like Bo Jackson. There's a fascination there, but the numbers aren't there to support that. Dave in Colorado. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
So I just had a funny story for you. So I went to Broncos training camp yesterday with my 13-year-old cousin.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Shout out Gabe. He's been trying to get a Russ autograph all week. And, you know, like after practice, there's hundreds of people trying to get autographs. So it's tough. So I had an idea, and I told him that when Russ walks by, I yell, Russell Wilson Jr. the third. He had no idea what I was talking about. He's like, is he going to like it? And I go, just trust me. I kid you not, Russ was walking past him. He said it, turns around, figures out who said it, comes over, signed his ball, and then just keeps going.
Oh, I like that.
That's awesome.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you, Dave.
Great story.
Go Broncos.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Russell Wilson Jr. the third.
He's probably just trying to focus on his job.
Yeah, of course he is. Let's ride.
He just focus, goes there every day, tries to be the best teammate he could.
Is Russell Wilson Derek Jeter?
Possibly. It's a great comparison.
Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, bloop, bloop. Bloop, right. Bloop.
Yeah.
Better baseball player.
Russ
oh,
no. is?
Oh. Oh. Wow. Snap.
Whoa. Actually, I don't know that.
Well, Russ was a second baseman. Didn't he go to the Rangers camp?
Yeah.
Second baseman? He could have been Jeets. Could Jeets have been
Russell?
Russell could have played baseball. Could Jeets have played football? I don't know if Jeets played another sport. I haven't seen the entire documentary.
Played a lot of tight end, though.
No, you're
Derek Jeter.
You're with Fritzy, and that's not good.
That's good stuff.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, all right. Agree to disagree.
You're better than that.
Tough critic today.
Yeah, I am. I'm cracking down a little bit.
Sean,
here.
You didn't like that one from Marvin.
What, Marv?
Never mind.
No, you can say it.
Hurt my feelings. I was ready. I was like, Sean, I know I was going to kill him. I think Jeter played some basketball, I think, as a youngster.
Okay.
Was that in the documentary?
I don't know. I don't know the formative years with Derek Jeter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or Choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. We recap the show every single day. It comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. All you got to do is go to danpatrick.com and put in your email. We'll send it out to you. There's over 65,000 of you who've signed up for this and gives you an update on what we did and also a heads up on things that are coming up. The calendar, also new T-shirts. Got a lot of exciting things coming up this fall, danpatrick.com. Max in Florida. Hi, Max. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Max, I can.
Yeah, so my buddy told me that you were talking about the Appalachian Trail, and I still hiked it in 2020. And first I want to say thank you, man. You actually helped a lot. Every, 5 days or so, I would get into town and I would download the full week of podcasts, and that would 18 miles a day of hiking, a good 3 hours of it being able to listen to you, man, made it a bit better.
All right.
My understanding is that you have interest in hiking. Maybe you're lacking a little motivation or self-belief, dude. I met a 70-year-old guy out there with one arm named Lefty, and he nailed it. If that guy could do it, Dan, I think you could pull it off.
Well, Max, and thank you. Thank you for the inspiration, and good luck to Lefty. But my wife wants to do the Appalachian Trail. And is it Appalachian Trail or Appalachian Trail? Got to get that right, too. I told her I'd meet her in Maine. She starts in Georgia. I'll meet you in Maine, honey. Yeah, Paulie.
And by the way, Lefty, it was easier for him. He didn't have that arm, so he had less weight than other people to carry around for thousands of miles. Can I make that joke? I don't know.
I don't know if you can make a one-arm joke.
One eye.
You got one eye.
I'm grandfathered in.
Yeah, you are.
If you had one leg, it would be like, dang, that's
yeah. Well, Paulie dated a one-legged woman.
Yes. It was great. Bought her a sock for her birthday.
Man.
What happened?
Gorgeous girl.
What are we doing?
What happened to the show?
Eileen.
Dang.
What happened?
Her name was not Peg. She was a gorgeous girl.
Oh, my God.
But she was above her ski getting me.
Ski. But, yeah, bloop.
Yeah, okay. And I was going to apologize for being a little aggressive today. Paulie obviously trying to take some heat off me being mean to everybody today.
That's my bet.
I'm not. I just have a ton of energy. So if I seem excited or aggressive, then it's just because I have a lot of energy.
Well, you got to settle down a little bit, son.
All right. Thank you.
Son. He just sunned you.
Was that the wrestler? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know what I was just... No, I wasn't impersonating anybody.
Oh, okay.
Is there a wrestler that says that?
No, remember the guy who said that at the wrestler was retiring?
Oh. Take it easy, man.
Yeah. I don't care what they say. It's real.
It's real to me.
Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
I just want to thank y'all for saying what needed to be said.
Take it easy, man.
Take it easy, man.
Who was the wrestler who was retiring?
Mr. Funk.
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk?
Mr. Funk to you.
Yeah, Mr. Funk. Let's have some respect.
Done for your bodies.
I think Diamond Dallas Page may have been there as well.
Appalachia has several different pronunciations across the United States. The two most common are Appalachia and Appalachia. I don't know if we
that clears it up.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of depends on where you grew
Appalachia.
Up.
Appalachia. The Appalachian
Yeah,
Trail.
There's a southern one and a northern one as far as pronunciation.
It's like a creek and a crick. Yeah. All right, let's play the NFL retirement game, a surprise retirement.
Well, this is
you want to give a hint?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to give this guy had a good career.
Good career.
He was never a star player, but he played, I think he's got a couple Super Bowl rings.
Mm.
He had a hip injury and he couldn't play last year. He was a running back. But he had an important couple, very important in the postseason. Very important in the postseason.
White?
James White of the Patriots.
Bloop.
He played, I think, 8 years, two rings, played in five playoffs.
Should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl against the Falcons.
That's the truth.
He's dealing with a hip injury.
And Brady got two Super Bowl MVPs he didn't deserve.
Nope.
Malcolm Butler and James White, in my opinion. So a hip injury. He's retired. You want to play the quarterback benching game?
Yeah, so the rationale is the quarterback, the first NFL quarterback to get benched for performance reasons.
Performance not enhancing. Okay. Yes,
yes, I'm ready with my answer.
Oh, I thought you were ready to go.
Yes, I'm ready. I am ready.
I was wondering about this. You know, watching the Derek Jeter documentary, and I wondered, like, what kind of student would he have been? And then Seton goes, oh, we had a listener who tweeted, Derek Jeter would have been the guy to say, teacher, weren't you going to, aren't we going to have a pop quiz today? That would have been Derek Jeter, right?
Yeah, somebody tweeted that Derek Jeter is like the kind of guy who reminds the teacher they forgot to give us homework.
But Russell Wilson would do that, too.
I like the Russell Wilson Derek Jeter comparison.
Yeah, I could see the positivity, a lot of cliches, nothing incendiary. All right, Paulie, the quarterback benching game. So the first quarterback benched due to performance or lack thereof. Start with you, Todd.
Pete Carroll has enough of Geno Smith early. Bring in Drew Lock.
I don't know if that's a gutsy pick, but pretty obvious there. Seton?
Carson Wentz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Benchville, USA.
Okay, Benchville.
Tyler,
I'll have a Heineke.
Yeah.
Marvin?
I'm going to say Zach Wilson.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Primarily because of who his backup is, Joe Flacco.
Okay. Paulie?
I wanted to go Kirk Cousins because I think the some of the staff there is not
No,
happy.
No, they got the coach out of there.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer's gone.
I think they're frustrated, but they don't have a tough schedule.
But that's Kellen Mond?
Yeah, from A&M. He got hurt last year a little bit.
But also our buddy who used to be with the Rams.
Sean Mannion.
Yeah.
He's going to need a couple guys to get hurt to get in it. I'm going to go Jameis Winston.
Oh!
At the
okay.
I think Andy Dalton and Ian Book are in play.
Solid.
I was going to go Jameis Winston. We can do that, right? We can double up.
Nobody did the Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I don't know if Desmond Ridder is ready to go. Be a while for that. Maybe Aaron Rodgers gets benched for Jordan Love.
Relax, DP.
Yeah, I know.
He's a better lover now.
But that's Love. So Jordan Love. Is he a better lover?
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Dude,
bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop. But I do think these preseason games are important for Jordan Love. I just think you got to, because Rodgers sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre. At some point, you got to start seeing that, and he got to play a little bit last year. So you got to start to see, like, who is he in two, where's he going to be in 2 years? Talent-wise.
Oh, I thought I was going to say Carolina.
No, no, because Rodgers will be done in 2 years, I would think. But then I got to give Jordan Love a new contract based off what? Be like, how about we give you, $1 million a year? Haven't really done anything to prove that. All right, so that's the quarterback benching game. I was going to say Baker Mayfield with Sam Darnold, but I don't know if that's a real stretch. If Sam Darnold's still with the team. Yes, Paul.
That Desmond Ridder pick for the Falcons is pretty saucy because even though they like Mariota, if they're, 1-7, they just slide him over and say, let's try this guy out.
I think at some point he may get some run here. I got the odds to win the AFC West, according to DraftKings. Kansas City, plus 175. Chargers, plus 220. Broncos, plus 260. The Raiders, plus 650. All of that love for the Raiders. And right now, DraftKings has them fourth on the list in the AFC West. Let's ride. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First of all, I've got Let's Get Quizzical stuck in my head, so thanks for that.
I apologize, and, man. I do. I apologize.
It's okay. But you were talking about trail names on the Appalachian Trail, and you can pick your trail name, unlike a nickname, so I'd be interested. What would the Danettes choose as their trail name?
I'd be Trail Mix.
Okay. Oh. I see you.
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, so like a surname, like a little trail nickname.
Yeah. So you got to have a nickname when you're on the Appalachian Trail.
Like Bone Spur is probably not a good one, right?
Probably not.
Bone Spur.
Bone Spur. Keep up, buddy.
Yeah, you and Bunyan, get over here.
Yeah. Hey, Pulled Groin, get over here. Yes, Todd.
I'm kind of a big guy. Would I go Tractor Trail? How about that one? Tractor Trail.
Tractor Trail. All right.
It makes very interesting sports radio on the television.
Let's get quizzical.
Can't stand you guys. Really. I got to tell you that.
Normally, you would want us to keep playing all the things that you've
not
done
because
you're so proud of it.
I know. That particular one, that can die. That'll be fine. That'll be fine if we lost that one.
See,
you know, the best part of this is that we ignored it for like 3 days. Like, we act like this quizzical thing never even happened.
I purposely did try to forget about it. You know, sometimes you have PTSD where you go, I think something happened. I'm not quite sure.
It's questions that I know you like. It makes good sports radio conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out.
People cheat, they Google
it. Yourself mentally. Make sure you know
did
what you're
did
talking
you think this
about.
Was good in the moment? Wait a minute, hold on, let me hear this.
Let's get quizzical.
Okay.
Quizzical.
Okay.
I want to get quizzical.
In the moment.
Let's get into quizzical.
Yes, in the moment. I didn't think it was radio gold. I thought it was radio bronze.
No.
I thought it was like a third place kind of thing worth doing.
Was it a tribute or a spoof?
It was meant to be a tribute, and it turned into a horrific
See, that's
spoof.
Like if you know those Kennedy Center honors when they have like a Sting will sing because it's a tribute to Robert Plant.
Yeah.
And they take a Robert Plant song and they do a beautiful tribute. Yeah. That was like that.
It was supposed to show my love for Olivia Newton-John, not be a Weird Al Yankovic kind of thing. It was supposed to be like kind of, we love you, Olivia Newton-John, and we're thinking about you too.
Let's say Olivia Newton-John was still alive.
She'd be mortified.
God, I wish she was still alive.
And she was, this would have killed her.
Well, you know, it's possible. Todd already did the Let's Get Fritzical video, if you remember,
right.
While Olivia Newton-John was alive. And that was horrifying.
But if she was here.
Yes. She'd walk out of the room, she'd be mortified and say, why did you do that? You've destroyed my number one song from 1981,
well,
Solid Gold Countdown.
We did get Darius Rucker to sing Hold My Ham, which...
Those were good lines I pulled.
I thought it was good. I thought it was Darius singing it and then kind of going, wait, I make my living off of this song. Yeah, Paul.
Remember we saw, that was at Pebble Beach. And
yes.
He woke up like 8 minutes beforehand and I handed him the script and he sang it because he's a great guy. So we saw him at that party later that night. He goes, did you just get me to sing the biggest hit of my career to Hold My Ham?
Hold My Ham. Shannon in Indiana is back. Hi, Shannon.
Shannon. Here he is.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that, DP.
Shannon.
Hey, you there?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm here. Are you there?
I am. Sorry about that, sir. I apologize.
Okay. Is everything okay at the house?
Oh, I was helping my neighbor with the screen. His screen popped out. I was helping him fix it.
Okay.
But anyway, my question is, sir, So I understand the way I understand it with the Deshaun Watson is that if he's suspended a few games, he can play the preseason and practice. But if you're suspended the whole season, you can't play at all.
Yes, I heard the same thing.
My question to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question to you, sir, is do you think the NFL really is going to let him play, step on the practice field and deal with all that?
Well, they don't want him on TV. But thank you, Shannon. Good luck with the screen door. Keep an eye on that and let us know how that goes. They don't want him to be the topic of conversation playing any more than he's already been for the last year here. But I don't know if you come up with a decision, you're going to keep him off the playing field. If you do it in the next 24 hours. Yeah, Todd.
If that ruling doesn't come down by kickoff, Deshaun is going to be right out there starting for the Browns. He called him Deshaun, our caller. So I'm taking out of your mean today playbook by making fun of that. Did he call him Deshaun? Did I hear that right? But he called him Deshaun.
Let's get...
We're coming up with questions that I know you like. It makes good sports radio conversation.
Yeah, it's going to be in your back pocket forever every time I talk. Right.
This is...
You know what
an emotional
mean.
Tribute.
Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally.
It's growing on you guys. You're
make sure you know what you're talking about or get embarrassed on radio and TV.
Just like you
but
are.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's take
quizzical.
A break.
Gotta challenge yourself mentally.
Let's take a break. Let's kind of regroup here.
It makes very interesting group, sports group. Radio, television, and radio conversations.
Gonna try to cram as many words in here
it
as I
cool.
possibly can.
That sounds very cool. Sounds very acceptable.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.